Javier Milei's presidential band honors Charlie Kirk at anti-leftist rock concert. By Christian K. Caruso on October 7, 2025. Argentine President Javier Milei held a rock concert in Buenos Aires on Monday to promote his book and relaunch his Liberty Advances party's campaign ahead of the October 26 midterm elections. Milei honored the memory of Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk, the victims and hostages of Hamas' October 7 terrorist attack on Israel, and others throughout the event. The concert reportedly had a turnout of some 15,000 attendees. The event was composed of two halves. The first segment was a euphoric rock concert by Milei and his presidential band, composed of the Argentine president, Liberty Advances lawmakers and candidates, and friends of Milei who performed a rock cover set. The second, much calmer half of the event, was dedicated to present Milei's upcoming book, The Making of a Miracle, in which he offers a detailed account behind the policies he has implemented since taking office in 2023. Milei dedicated the launch of his book to Kirk. Milei, clad in his iconic leather jacket ensemble, modified some of the cover song's lyrics to condemn local episodes of leftist violence by socialist Kirchnerist groups that have taken place during Milei's presidency. He also used the songs to criticize convicted socialist former President Cristina Fernández de Kirchner, serving a six-year house arrest prison sentence in Buenos Aires on corruption charges. Meme video parodies against Fernández de Kirchner in leftist media were also played at the concert. In his youth, Milei led a rock band called Everest, which focused on performing covers of Rolling Stone songs in addition to its own original provocative rock porn tracks. The concert reportedly marked a relaunch of Liberty Advance's political campaign ahead of the October 26 midterm elections after the ruling party suffered an electoral setback in a September provincial election and the withdrawal of libertarian lawmaker José Luis Espert, recently embroiled in a corruption scandal that allegedly took place in 2019, from the race. Halfway through the concert, Milei asked the crowd to join him in the homage to the October 7 victims and called for the liberation of all remaining hostages, including four Argentine nationals. Israel is the bastion of the West, and that is why terrorists in the left paradoxically stand together. Because they know that by destroying Israel they destroy the world and Judeo-Christian culture. That is why we support Israel, because it is the right thing to do and because they are the bastion of the West, Milei said. In this wave of anti-Semitism unleashed by the woke and well-mannered socialists who usurp the name liberal, anti-Semitism is returning after two tremendous wounds we suffered in Argentina, such as the attacks on the Israeli embassy and the Amia, he added before singing an a cappella version of the Jewish folk song Hava Nagila, because it bothers the left. Milei sang a cover of Libre, Free, by Spanish singer Nino Bravo, often associated with the story of Peter Fechter, who died in 1962 trying to flee from communism in East Germany, while footage of the fall of the Berlin Wall played in the background. Throughout Milei's performance of Libre, footage of Charlie Kirk giving away MAGA hats before he was assassinated played alongside other incidents of leftist violence such as the July 13, 2024, assassination attempt against President Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, the failed assassination attempt against conservative former President Jair Bolsonaro in 2018, the assassination of Colombian conservative Senator Miguel Uribe Turbay this year, and Argentine prosecutor Alberto Nisman, who died in 2015 in mysterious circumstances hours before he was slated to give testimony to Congress as part of an investigation against Cristina Fernández de Kirchner on allegations that she helped Iran cover up the two deadly terrorist attacks against Jewish targets in Argentina in the 1990s. Milei concluded his concert with a heavily modified pro-capitalism version of Tu Vicio, Your Vice, a raunchy song by Argentine singer Charlie Garcia. I thank you all from the bottom of my heart. You are the future, and you are the ones who will make the West great with these ideas. I also thank everyone who worked on the organization and mobilized, Milei said, before asking the crowd to give him a moment to shower and dress like a president. Milei returned moments later, dressed in a suit for the presentation of his book, which he dedicated to Charlie Kirk. They tried to assassinate Jair Bolsonaro. They tried to assassinate that colossus of the world, Donald Trump. They assassinated Uribe. And recently they took the life of our beloved Charlie Kirk. This is for you, Charlie, our great supporter, Milei said. And what did Charlie do? He traveled to universities and places and campuses. He had visited more than 3,000. And what did Charlie do? Did he give the debate? He gave the debate, he continued. They couldn't stand it and they had to kill him. They were able to physically take him away. But Charlie lives on in each one of us. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.